just gave it all, and it was just so much fun. It makes me feel so good doing these shows. It really does. Plus, it gives me a little extra spending money at Christmas. It does. I'm not going to lie. What's in this bag? It's like Big Fatty. What is in here? Oh, never mind. You hear that? No. Speaking of that, I'll be recording my Big Fatty fill-in show probably this weekend because mine is the 28th, and I have an idea for mine. I do. The Grinch had an idea. The Grinch had an awful idea. The Grinch had a wonderfully awful... You're not gonna... I love The Grinch. I haven't watched it yet. That's this weekend. I'll probably really delve into my Christmas favorite...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
What's in this bag? It's like Big Fatty. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2952. I say chew. Oh, the BFO for Thursday, the 23rd of May, 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to have a little crema memory lane and tell you about my day. Yes, we can.
Today's presentation of How Frosty Claus, the Red-Nosed Drummer Boy, Stole Crema from Tiny Tim is Big Fatty's 2009 giftette to you. Merry Crema!
Throughout time, children have grown up listening to Christmas stories and songs handed down from one generation to another. In the beginning, these highlights of the holidays had a special message or moral to teach children. But as the stories were passed down, changes began to creep in. An embellishment here, an oversight there. Many of the lessons that the original stories taught were confused or simply forgotten over the centuries. Many times because the elders of the family were, well, old, gray, fat, bald, and they couldn't walk. But we loved them anyway. In fact, it was not unusual for characters from original Christmas stories to appear unexpectedly in non-related Christmas stories. Now, take it from me, some of these newer versions were actually quite funny, and sometimes a little too dirty for the little ones. But such is the Christmas, or should I say, crema, story, which was recently uncovered. This story is unique because it is evidently rewritten on paper every year. It was discovered soaked in what appeared to be reindeer urine at a fortified mansion atop a high woodland hill. In fact, the hill was so high that it appeared to reach the very surface of the sun.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, Big Fatty did a crema special that was released crema day for many, many years. And y'all, this one is one of my favorites. And y'all, it relates to something in the news that caught Big Fatty's eye. But I'll explain all of that to you. But y'all, we're just going to have a few little excerpts from this. But if you want to hear the whole thing, this was from Crema Day 2009. You can get it at the BFO.
At an unexpected stop near the Hilton Hotel in Scotts Valley, just outside of Felton, California, Tim noticed horrifying skid marks on the road, as if a monstrous mobile mansion had just avoided veering off the roadway. Again, the people at the stores, mom and pop diners, and the automotive garage were zombie-like, appearing to have had all hope drained from their souls. Hearing the train whistle through the giant redwoods, Tiny Tim decided not to stay here either. He crawled into his preferred seat amongst the food items when he noticed a man adding what appeared to be cow patties and overdressed salad to the refrigerated car. He started to ask the rather large man, who appeared to be a Texan based on his girth, where the food was going. But before the question could leave Tim's mouth, the man shouted something about knowing that he was going to sit there. Confused, Tim's spirits continued to fall.
Now, y'all, so many of these little references go back to the old gal, the old gal's little show from out there in the Walnut Hills. And, y'all, it's just, this really is, although I enjoyed all of the Crema specials, this one really probably is my favorite. And it was a takeoff on the Grinch. The old gal was the Grinch. And, y'all, I had all kinds of different folks play different voices for these. And, y'all, it was always quite the what am I trying to say? Big Fatty Production, that's the word. And you know, Big Ricky was never in one of these. Big Fatty, but you know, he was quick to tell us about. Yeah, it seems to me like we did include the last one may have had Big Ricky. I saw Mommy kissing Ginger by Abby, but you know. He had the hurt Ginger Bear feelings, but anyway, y'all, let's check back in with Tiny Tim and see what's going on with our story.
Santa arrived in Myronville just as the giant motor mansion was screaming out of control, as if it had no brakes down from the woodland hill. Santa, not knowing what to do, placed Tiny Tim in the manger of the Nativity.
Dear Gussie, is there no one who can help?
Tiny Tim suddenly remembered the Twitty he had printed out and handed it to Santa.
What's this?
It's our only chance, Santa. O-T-T-L.
And with that, the World War II flying ace distracted the giant motorhome as Santa leapt into the sleigh and was O-T-T-L. O-T-T-L, you ask? What does that mean? Well, it's an acronym for Off to the Lodge. Kim Beaver's Lodge. Now, knowing everything about everyone, Kim Beaver was plaid clad and holding a wrapped present and ready when Santa arrived. Santa knew that no one would mess with an angry beaver.
And to this day, no one will mess with an angry beaver. Big Fatty, I certainly won't, and if you've got any sense, you won't. But, y'all, there was always a happy ending on Big Fatty's Christmas special. Big Fatty, you know, you filled up today's little show pretty much with a rerun. It's almost like a bleed. It's too bad Doris Day wasn't in it, or that the lady that ate the French fried potatoes. Well, you know, we all have to come up with original ideas. Yes, Big Fatty, when are you going to do one?
You know, next year, Kim, can you just mail her gifts to Post Office Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365? Jesus, I don't have to go through this shit again. Jeez.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today the 23rd of May. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, because they've unsubscribed. It's true. Y'all, this person was a listener of Big Fatty back when he was on the LFC, the Little Fatty Cast. And y'all then came on over to Big Fatty Online. And he has been to Charleston several times, y'all. In fact, his last visit was during the eclipse here in Charleston. And, y'all, he brought his betrothed, Jaime, with him. Y'all, it is none other than that Brian in Boston. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Brian in Boston. It's true. Even though he is the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO, unsubscribed. And but y'all, just one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. And Big Fatty, he has a pretty good taste in the men's as well. He certainly did for his husband, that's for sure. So y'all, if you see Brian in Boston on the 20th or the Facebook, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty,
I hope Jaime gives him a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, I guess it, y'all, today we also have an anniversarium. Y'all, I've met these two folks down at the G'day's. One year, and I think we were at the Wave restaurant for one of the G'day's dinners. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, he has, over the years, has called in with some right kerfuffles for us. And y'all, he's just been a very supportive friend and listener of the BFO and his husband. Oftentimes this person is often on the stick it with a poke, and his husband shows up in the background singing. And y'all, of course, I'm talking about none other than Jimmy Bayer and his husband Steve. Oh, Big Betty, we love Jimmy Bayer and Steve. It's true, we do. And I think we heard from them either earlier this week or the end of last week. They did the sport. Jimmy Bear did the sports ball thing with that Georgia and Atlanta. Yes, we Betty. And so y'all, if you see Jimmy Bear or Steve on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy anniversarium.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
Knock it off!
See, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday and recorded the little show, y'all, I talked to Granny on the FaceTime, and y'all, he told me, you know, because I told him about my mother losing the 11 pounds, and he says that this sounds like it may have been an odd, you know, it's something may have gone wrong with the weighing, and it just was an odd result. So I don't know if they're going to re-weigh her or not, but he says that that happens from time to time. And he says the other thing is that it's not too terribly normal. The amount of weight she's lost is a little odd, a little off, but it's not too terribly normal for folks to lose weight when they go to these kinds of places. You know, if she's taking the boost and getting the nutrition through that milkshake that the nutritionist was providing with her, then you know that doesn't give you the calories per se, but it does give the nutrition. So y'all, and I spoke to my brother and sister-in-law, and y'all, my mother is going to be released next Wednesday back to her assisted living. Y'all, now I don't know what that's going to mean, because she certainly can't move around the way she used to. So we'll just have to see how that goes. They were going to go by and talk to the folks about that on hump day afternoon. But y'all, I've decided now that I'm going to wait and go over probably on Sunday morning to Hatlanta. But y'all, after I talked to Granny and all about that, y'all, I went and filled up old Ruby Red, and y'all, I paid, $2.27 a gallon. Big Fatty, Dr. Stone will be very upset when he hears that it's true. Y'all, once again, that Whitman Tinker ruined my evening. He came and just kept poking me. Big Fatty, this guy with a stick. Well, I hope it. Well, I don't know what he was poking me. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. Y'all got up on Wednesday morning and had my coffee and read the paper, got my shower, and y'all, then I went and got my hairs cut and went by the coal mine and saw everybody there, had a nice little visit. dropped off my check to pay for my tax accountant for his services rendered, and got my 2018 taxes folder from him. And y'all then I went and had a lovely lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and it was just lovely. Big Fatty had a ham and bacon and cheese a grilled sandwich on sourdough bread and with some chips. And y'all, then I went and went to the Total Wine to pick up a few provisions there, and y'all got some cash money out of the ATM machine. But y'all, the one thing I wanted to tell you about is, as I was watching the news this morning, y'all, there was the Vibe, you know, it was a mobile mansion that was out of control in Los Angeles, and this crazy person was driving it. Big Fanny, was it on the 101? Was there what is that called? Spin out? No, I don't. Well, it looked like it had spun out, but y'all, I'm going to put a link in the show notes over at the BFO today so you can go see how the old gal used to drive the Vibe. But y'all, after I did all that, I went to the Von Z's. Yes, be pretty. Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, be pretty. We hear it. We hear it, y'all. New on Wednesday, went to the Von Z's, and y'all thinking that I wasn't going to be here this weekend, I didn't buy a whole lot. Picked up a birthday card for my brother. His birthday is on Sunday. Another reason I'm going over, y'all, they had the bird's eye vegetables, but buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the Land O'Lakes butter, 2 pounds for $8, so I picked up a couple of pounds of that. Y'all, they had the Sargento sliced cheeses on sale. Plus, I had a coupon. If you bought 2 packages of the sliced cheeses, you got an extra $1.25 off. Y'all, I got some of that country ham seasoning ham. Big Fatty, still not spelled C-U. It is not spelled C-U-N-T. Got me some Cone on the Cob. Y'all, it was half price. Y'all, I got a dozen large eggs. And y'all, with my senior citizens discount, I paid $27. Oh, y'all, I got 2 birthday cards, I should say. I paid $27.58, but I saved $19.46. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, I've got one more little story to share with you about the old gal out there in Walnut Hills. Y'all, she sent me a message on the Twitty, and she says, I got this notification on the FaceSpace that there was a house for sale in Walnut Acres. in Woodland Hills. He goes, I had no idea there was a Walnut Acres. And I said, well, you know, it's almost as if Fat Acres and Walnut Hills went to a gay bathhouse, and the rest is just history. B, Fatty, that's a good one. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, like I say, roller coaster with the Hat Arena, but we'll see how it all works out. And y'all, you've got to go over and look at this footage of the Motor Mansion, the diamond-encrusted Motor Mansion. It looks just like Vi that I've posted over at the BFO. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Freak Frequency from the Gay Wasteland, and Frequency filled in for Big Fatty during one of his Crema shows. And Frequency, what did you think about Memory Lane Crema today?
What's in this bag? It's like Big Fatty. I'm not gonna lie.
Big Fatty sounds like, instead of the old gal, it's the old bag. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.